Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Victoria Gold 2020 year-end financial results. At this time, all participant lines are on mute. Please be advised that today's conference is being recorded. After the speaker's presentation, there will be a question-and-answer session. To ask a question during the session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. If you require any further assistance, please press star zero. I would now like to turn the call over to your speakers today, John McConnell, CEO, and Marty Rendall, CFO. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. This is John McConnell. I'm just going to make a couple comments and then open it for questions. I think everybody has had time to look at our press release, but I guess three key things I want to point out is some pretty nice metrics for the 6 months of commercial production, and point out that very high margins, obviously assisted by a high gold price, but I think we set ourselves up well. Second thing is, in terms of production and costs quarter-over-quarter, for the last six quarters, we've increased production and decreased costs, and you'll see that trend continuing in 2021. And then one comment on working capital. Certainly, I've had some people are surprised by the amount of working capital required in a heap leach operation. But we now have over 60,000 ounces in the pad that is recoverable. So there's a fair amount of working, and those ounces will come out over time. With that, I think, operator, I'll turn it over for questions.
Perfect. At this time, we will be conducting our question-and-answer session. In order to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for a brief moment to compile a Q&A roster. Your first question comes from the line of Andrew Mikitchook. Please state your company name. Your line is open.
Hi, this is Andrew Mikitchook from BMO Capital Markets. John, maybe if I could just get you to speak a little bit about how the restart of stacking is going, to whatever degree you're comfortable with sharing with us on the call today.
Yeah. No, the original plan has always been that we would shut down stacking for the coldest 3 months of the year, so January through the end of March. But we would always watch the temperature, and we've always felt comfortable that if it was +20 or minus up above -20, we could be stacking. So we actually got stacking in early March, and we had made a lot of changes in the plant and that, so there's been some teething during the month of March. But generally, we're having a good month, and we'll get out some production stats for the Q1 here in the next couple of weeks.
Any commentary on how quickly you guys would like to see the stacking rates ramp up and to what kind of levels we should expect over the prime summer, spring, summer, fall?
Yeah. We'll be stacking at budgeted numbers beginning in April, and you should look for numbers close to 1 million tons per month.
Okay. And that teething issues you think are post all the work over the winter is kind of behind you at this point in time or largely behind you, is that fair to say?
Yeah. It is mining, and things break, and you redesign them, and hopefully the second go-around, you get it right. But I would say 85% of our issues are behind us, but I know we'll be making changes throughout the year this year and making further improvements in the plant.
Okay, I might step back and offer the microphone to the next person. Thanks for your comment.
Thanks, Andrew.
And again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. Your next question comes from the line of Chris Thompson with PI Financial. Chris, your line is open.
Hi, John. Thanks for the call. Just a couple of quick questions, maybe just a follow-on question or two from what Andrew was asking. Can you just comment a little bit about how's the pad performance during the down period when you weren't stacking and what was the time frame there where you weren't stacking?
Yeah, we stacked very little in January or February. You know, you're always testing the equipment, so a little bit of material got put on in February, but we were mostly doing maintenance work in the plant, and you know, we put in two more fixed conveyors up the side of the leach pad. So, you know, that work was all completed. In terms of the pad, we continued to leach gold. Obviously, you know, you're not putting new ore on the pad, so it drops off. But, you know, we'll put out the numbers here, as I said, in the next 10 days with our gold production and stacking during the first quarter.
So leach kinetics during this down period were as expected?
Yeah, I would say bang on. You know, and one of the biggest things you're concerned about is freezing the section of the pad. Mm-hmm. So we monitor very closely the temperature of the solution going onto the pad and the temperature of the pregnant solution coming off of the pad. And it stayed very constant throughout the entire winter. And I think never went below 4 degrees C. Mm. So, you know, the pad is fine and, you know, bodes well for future years reducing that non-stacking period.
Great. Okay, thanks. And this just a final question on the costs, John. I wonder if you could just talk to maybe unit costs on a mining and a processing basis. What were they in the Q4, and maybe a comment or two on where you see them going, I guess, as you move into obviously ramping things up this year?
Sure. Maybe I'll get Marty to make a cost or make a comment on the specifics, and then I'll talk about future.
Thank you.
Yeah, just give me a moment here, and I'll remind you what some of the costs were over Q4. So just from the press release, our all-in sustaining costs per ounce in U.S. dollars did fall substantially in Q4. And the all-in sustaining costs, again, were $1,200 for the 6 months since declaring commercial production. And for the fourth quarter, they were $1,120 per ounce. Our cash costs, not including sustaining cost, were $777 for Q4, that's U.S. dollars, and $1,120 for the 6 months. So we're seeing them come down quarter over quarter, Q3 to Q4, on a per ton basis and a per ounce basis. Now, we'll have some seasonality in Q1 and Q2, but overall, annually, we expect those unit costs per ton and per ounce to fall again in 2021.
Have you got the per ton figures there, Marty?
No, I don't have them. They didn't make it into the press release, and so I don't have the per ton figures, although it is in the financial statements.
Okay. Well, we can,
we can take the unit cost, or the total costs are in there, and you just have to divide by the total tons.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
In terms of the future, Chris, I think Marty answered that question. We expect you know, as gold production comes up through the year, our cost per ounce will drop. And similar with as we stack more tons on the pad, our processing cost per ton will continue to come down over the course of the year.
And again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We have no further questions. I'll turn the call back over to the presenters for closing remarks.
All right. Thank you, Amy. I think we can conclude the call then and sign off.
Thank you for joining. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.